U.S. Postal Service spokesman Pete Nowacki says the organization lost $8.5 billion last year and is on track to lose money this year. Because of that, the Postal Service could close up to 28 rural post offices in Wisconsin. It looks at a post office's usage and whether another facility is nearby. Nowacki says if the post offices close, rural carriers will provide services to communities that lose offices.
In most of these communities that we're looking at right now, the carrier already delivers to some people in that community. And so for those folks, there's really not a huge impact to how they go about their daily business. It's the people who make that daily visit down to the post office to pick up their mail that things are going to change for a little differently.
But some say it will affect communities. Judy Hansen is the former postmaster at the Mount Sterling Post Office, one of those that could be shut down. She says the post office is an important meeting place for the tiny village.
If we allow this to happen, it will be just the beginning. And there will be more and more and more, you know. There are other places for them to save money rather than balancing their budget on the backs of us, the little people.
Hansen says she's not convinced that relying on a rural carrier is as convenient as having an office in town. It could be a couple months before the Postal Service makes any final decisions. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.